I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We have big news.
Guys.
Every week we're like, we have groundbreaking news.
It's like not groundbreaking at all. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Big announcement. Fruit Riot, the frozen sour fruit that I've been talking about for the last like 3 weeks, is sending me a PR package, everyone.
We did it.
Everyone cheered. Yay. We did it. If you didn't know, I was house sitting for my friend who's also a really big influencer this weekend, and she got a Fruit Riot PR package, and I texted her a video of me opening it because I had to put them in the freezer. And I was the one that put her on to them in the first place. And she had literally texted me a couple days prior. And she was like, oh my God, these are so good. Like, you're the one I saw posting them. And so I posted a video with that as the overlay. And then everyone was like bullying Fruit Riot in the comments. And it went viral. And everyone was like, you've got to send her a box. And so they are. And sometimes bullying is okay. Moral of the story.
As long as it's nice bullying.
Yeah, like this was productive.
Yeah.
This wow. is warranted.
I'm so excited to see what's in the package.
Yeah, I want to read the DMs on the podcast. That's yeah. It's funny. They finally, like, after a few comments, were like, DM us. And so I literally said, hi. And he said, Kaya, in all caps. We love you. Address, please. Salute emoji. Like, whoever runs this account.
Just a girl.
Is so me. Like, I yeah. just relate to this person so much. Send them my address. And then I said, I apologize for the online bullying in my comment section. You guys are the best. And they said, ha 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 ha, in all caps. No, they're right. But we promise we would have sent you one anyway. We're waiting for our warehouse to replenish. It'll be like 2 weeks, but we'll send you tracking ASAP. I said, slay, thank you. And then people are still tagging them because, like, not all of them have seen their comments saying that they're sending one. And so everyone's like, are you sending your one? Are you sending her one? And they keep responding. They're like, stop yelling at us. We're sending her back.
Leave us alone. They're like, this is our whole social media.
No,
the
literally.
Social media manager's job is literally. Just going through that
and I'm
video.
Like, I'm so sorry. There was like a couple hours yesterday where they were just like living in that comment section because I kept getting the notifications and I was like, right. But they followed me back. So it's real.
Wow.
It's finally happening.
You guys.
I'm so excited. I've only been talking about that for weeks.
Manifestation works. Every week we have another example.
No, literally. It's every crazy. Every week. Next will be my Taco Bell sponsorship.
Yeah, right now I'm manifesting being rich.
Yeah, I want a Taco Bell partnership so bad. I filmed a drunk video yeah. of me last night trying the new Taco Bell crispy taco. And so I think I'm going to post it because I just want a Taco Bell PR package so bad.
Oh my God. It would be so good.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's my dream.
This is such a hard question, but if you could partner with any brand,
oh my God.
What would it be?
Oh my God.
That's so hard. Like, I can't
like
even
I need
think.
Like, multiple categories, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, it'd have to be like clothing, makeup.
Yeah.
Wait, like should
food,
we go through it really
food
quick?
I think should be separate.
Okay. Okay. Let's go through it really quick.
Food, Taco Bell for sure for me. Like, I just love Taco Bell.
Food for me.
Or like Cava. I do love Cava.
Oh, and Cava has good social media.
Yeah. But also I just Taco Bell is my yeah. ride or die. Like there's nothing I crave more than Taco Bell, especially when I'm drunk.
Yeah. I think mine would be Jenny's ice cream.
Oh, like, that's a good one.
I would do anything to receive that ice cream.
That's a really good
it's
one.
It's so expensive.
It's so good. And
it's
so
good.
No, the fucking bags of frozen fruit for like $8 a bag. And I'm like, finally. Yeah.
Victory.
I've bought so many of them.
Okay, what about clothes?
Oh my God, clothes. I would probably say like Free People.
Yeah. Oh my God, true. Wait, actually, I think my dream partnership would be Anthropologie.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Like,
same
home.
I feel like that's the
stuff.
Same lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything that they sell in their home section, I want. They're like, everything that they have there. I love Anthropologie and it's so expensive.
Yeah, the Anthropologie home stuff is so cute.
It's oh my God, their artwork is so cute.
Yeah.
I just love like all the colors, like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
What else did we just say?
Oh, okay, makeup. I would say Rare Beauty or Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah, I'd say like I'm like trying to think of what I use the most. Yeah, probably those two. Yeah.
What about, I think that's every category.
Yeah. I mean, like, Owala would be a great one.
Oh, yeah. So true.
That would be a slay. Converse would be a slay.
True. There's so many brands.
Yeah.
I just wish I was, like, a real influencer.
Like, I feel like it's just, like, the stuff, it's more exciting when it's stuff that you actually use. And mm-hmm. I think that that's why, like, I don't know. post the video, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, brands have sent me stuff before, and it is the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm to open a Wendy's that PR package. Yeah, it's so fun.
I got one for the Air Store, and then they emailed me a couple weeks ago, and they were like, we want to send you a spring break kit. And yeah. I was like, okay.
You're like, perfect.
Like, why am I on the Wendy's PR list?
If any of you guys work for a brand, we'll take anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing I won't take.
No, for real. Seriously.
Okay, moving on. Let's start with our first segment, the girls that live in delusion. What's your life update?
Okay, well, for Riot, there's that.
That's all that really matters.
I feel like I'm really in delusion this weekend. That happened to me, which was crazy. And the video's doing really well. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you, in the new creator fund,
mm-hmm.
the video of me opening the box mm-hmm. was like literally a minute and 1 second. So it fits the new creator fund. Mm-hmm. I have $280 in my creator fund from that one video.
What?
And it's still going. Like, every time I log into TikTok again, I have, like, another 1,000 likes.
You're rich.
Like, I'm literally going to make over $300 from that video. It's crazy.
Okay, if you guys don't know, the creator fund, like, it used to be horrible. You'd make no money.
And you got shadow banned, and it was awful.
Yeah, like, I would get, like, a million views on a TikTok and make probably, like, $9.
Yeah, it was awful. And now they made a new one, wow. and it only counts for videos over a minute long, which is kind of annoying.
Do you think it's a minute? Or over a minute.
It's over a minute. So it has to be
like.
So
it can't be one minute.
It has to be like 101.
Okay, okay, okay.
Or longer. So like when I made that video, I made it 101 on purpose. Because I, well,
that makes sense.
To be fair, it was like a minute and 30 seconds, but I had trimmed it down from the one I sent to Chloe. And I trimmed it down and I like saw that it was a minute and 1 second. And I was like, perfect. Because I was like, then I can get money from it. But I never in my life thought it would be that much money. Like I literally logged on today and they had
so much money.
I got a notification that they moved it from the beta testing, which is what it was in. Before
okay
and now it's like finalized, so it changed a little bit, and I think it's more opportunity for more money, I think is
wow.
the like final optimization. But like I logged in today and I was expecting it to be like $100 and it was 280, and I was
that's
like
so much money. You're rich. What are you gonna buy?
I was like, I well it's gonna go Riot. It's gonna go into my savings for my car.
True. Honestly, this is how you buy your car.
No, literally.
Okay, I gotta start filming.
Yeah. Anyway, this is your sign to just post the video.
Literally post the video.
It, if you learned anything from this conversation.
Yeah. Who cares? Post the video.
My other life update is that my friend Charlotte Sands was here for her concert last night. I love her so much. I've seen her like 4 times, but we were TikTok friends. Like we were internet friends from the beginning. Like when her first song went viral. Well, like she had made music prior, but like when she first went viral, like on TikTok. So we've been friends for a while, and I always go see her when she's in town, and she was here yesterday, and so I went to her show, and we hung out in the green room, and I met her, well, I've met part of her band before, but I met the rest of her newer team last night, and then we went out to the bar all together and hung out on their bus. It was just a very interesting experience.
Yeah, that's fun.
All in Lodo, which was just like the weirdest.
Yeah.
The show was at the Marquee, which I hadn't been to. It's very oddly set up in there.
I don't think I've ever been there.
It's like smaller than Bluebird, but bigger than Larimer Lounge. So okay. I think the cap was like 300 or 400.
Okay.
Or 350, I think, actually. She actually sold out the show, which was a
slay. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so happy for her.
Oh, yay.
But we were at the Marquee, and the Marquee's right across the street from Beer Hall.
Oh.
Which is like... Like, if you guys have been to Lodo in Denver, which is just, like, downtown, it's by the baseball stadium, it's just, like, a very...
It's, like...
It's, like, adult frat, but for, like, 4 blocks.
Yeah. It's, like, the row of bars of Denver, like, where people go out.
Yeah. But also, like...
But it's not, like, fun going out.
It can be, but it's also just, like, really strange.
Yeah, it's like not like, you know, when you go to like Austin, Texas, it's like, oh, here's like the street of bars. All of them are so fun. This one is like you get one fun one in like 50 bars.
Yeah, it's just like a really weird vibe. It's also, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, we went to, God, what the fuck is it called? I can't remember. Scruffy Murphy's.
I've never heard of that.
It's right next to Beer Hall.
Huh.
Apparently it's a chain. Huh. Amber said there's one in San Marcos.
Okay.
But we went. And it was so funny because we were talking about it all night. It's like trying to figure out where to go. And the opener was like, oh, we should go to this place called Scruffy Murphy's across the street. And I was like, sure. It's like the dive bar, basically.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody in there. and we're like, fine. But then Charlotte and her guitarist Dylan, like, both of them could not remember what it was called, and so they were like literally calling it like fluffy muffins and puffy pumpkin. Like, they were calling it so many names. It was so funny. But we went out with them and it was super fun.
That is fun.
And it's always just like, I don't know, they're like they're literally a real band.
Yeah,
like, she's open for 5 seconds of summer. Like, they're a very real band, and it's so crazy. And I'm like sitting there, and obviously, like, Charlotte knows about Taylor Fest because we've been friends for years, but I'm like explaining it to the new people that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
like, we do what you do, but we pretend.
Yeah, like, I just like pretend.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, and we were like but they were all like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah, it's
I guess
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, I don't know. But it was also just really cool to, like, obviously hang out with all of them, and it's just cool to see people that are like, I don't know, I don't want to say like in the same industry, but like care about the same things.
Yeah.
And like, they're all creatives, obviously, because they're all musicians. And it was just like, we all like instantly vibed, and it was really
fun.
Yeah,
I love that.
And I was out until 2 a.m. So,
God, that's so late.
And then they had to get on the road in their tour bus.
Oh my gosh, where are they going next?
Wisconsin, I think.
Wow.
But their rollout call was at 2 a.m. So,
oh,
they had
my
to leave.
God.
And then that's when we left too.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was really fun. Again, I'm recommending you listen to Charlotte Sands because she slays and I love her so much.
Your manager, her marketing manager.
Like, on the, I'm the grassroots.
Yeah. You're like promotion. Everyone gone to your head.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so fun though.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Wow, she's like a real pop star.
She really is. She's such That's like crazy. She's just so cool. They're all really cool and they're all really nice people. Super chill. It was really funny because Charlotte's hair is bright blue.
Yeah.
So during the opener, she like came out and said hi to us, but she had to cover her whole head. So she had like her hat on, her hoodie up, like, so no one could see her.
And she had
hair.
No idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, not the disguise. Yeah. She just like hugged me. And I was like, oh, I was like, hello.
Like, who are you?
And so I was sitting there talking to her for a second. And then the people in front of us like started realizing it was her. And they kept like triple taking, like,
oh,
looking
my God.
At her. And it was so funny. And then she like just took us down to the green room with her, like,
she's
from the
famous.
Show. And it was just funny because I was like, those people are probably like, who the fuck?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
wow,
she's the
queen.
Best. So much fun. I love when she comes to town.
Wow. My life update is, I thought of something that I was going to say for this. Oh, I think just like this time of year, I'm really trying to get my life together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, like, this morning I woke up and the birds were chirping and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I love my life.
Spring is just,
yeah, like,
really,
the motivation is like crazy. Like,
yeah.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, wow, let's go. Like, let's get the day ready. But I'm just trying to like get my life in order, like do some spring cleaning, clean out my closet. And like, I don't know, I've been really motivated.
Yeah.
Which is, hopefully this lasts.
That's why spring cleaning is a term.
Yeah.
You know?
There's so much like about spring, like scientifically, like there's
really
so much
interested
science.
To see where this goes.
There's so much science behind how spring actually makes you more productive,
yeah,
and like is a time for like rebirth and like, you know, all that. But
right,
I'm just really trying to channel that and get everything done while I can. Because winter, I'm like a blob of a person, and I don't like want to leave the house ever. And
yeah.
I don't feel like doing anything ever. And then summer, I'm like, feel like I'm so busy that I never have a second to do anything. So spring, I'm taking advantage of it.
Me running again.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever. I'm like,
Yeah, like I'm trying to be on like a workout schedule. I'm trying to like be really organized with work.
Yeah.
So I'm not like stressed out.
Yeah.
And it's been going good so far, but it's also been like a week.
No,
so
I know.
We'll
I always
see.
Say that and it's fine for a little, yeah, bit. And then I'm like, well.
Yeah. But this is your sign. This is the time to get the things done that you want to get done.
I hope this was a very inspirational segment for you guys because,
yeah,
I feel like we just really.
Yeah. Like this time of year just really gets me.
Yeah.
Like it's time of year where I would clean out my car. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I
like I would never do that.
It's real dusty.
But this
in
time
there.
Of year, I'm like, I'm going to clean out my car.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you just feel better after. So I guess I'm not really being delusional for once. I'm actually trying to get my life in order.
This is your sign to post the video and get your life,
yeah,
in order.
And I'm also trying to save money.
Yeah, I'm also trying to save money,
yeah,
like really aggressively.
Yeah.
I need to be better about it. Nuuly has been my saving grace, though, because every time I try to buy clothes, I'm like, I don't need
to. I have Nuuly.
I have six pieces coming in the
mail. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to come up with those little things. I've been, like, trying to budget. Actually, did I talk about this on the podcast? Rocket Money?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Rocket Money, if you want to sponsor this, please do, because they sponsor every podcast that I listen to. And at first, I was like, oh, my God, skip the ad. And then I was kind of like, wait, this kind of sounds nice. And it's an app, and it's free. And I have, like, multiple credit cards through multiple banks. And then I have, like, my checking, savings. Like, I have multiple savings accounts, like... And it, you put all your information in, and it's all in one app, and it has like different sections. So it's like all of your subscriptions. So like I had subscriptions that I didn't even know I had that would just like auto build me every single month. And you can go in and you can cancel your subscriptions through this app.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can see all of them. And then it'll even like detect like what they think is a subscription, whether it's like my like Wi-Fi bill or like something I do every single month.
Yeah.
Even if it's not like a set subscription. So then you can see like what you're actually spending every month. And then it has, cause like I have multiple credit cards. So like I have to go on the different bank accounts to see what I've been spending, but this, it's all in one place. So I can see everything I've spent.
Okay.
And then it's kind of like, I'm trying to change my mindset about money because I used to get scared to look.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to be like not scared anymore. Because it does tell you, like, you've spent $100 more this month than you had at this time last month. Or, like, you spent, like, last month I spent so much money because I moved. Like, I had to do my security deposit. Like, there was just, I spent so much money. And it was, like, terrifying to look at the number that I spent. But then this month, it's like, you have spent this much less than last month. And it was, like, so much money less. Yeah. And so I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend if you guys are trying to, like, just have a grip on your finances. Rocket Money.
I'm influenced.
This is not an ad. Please, I wish it was an ad. But yeah, highly suggest. Maybe I should make a TikTok about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the podcast account.
Yeah. True. True.
You could just use, like, the audio from this also, and show you like going through the app.
True.
Like use this as the
voiceover.
It's
literally like every podcast that I listen to though, they're like, today we're going to talk about Rocket Money. And I'm like, God, I like actually use this. Give me a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Kind of going around the same thing, our obsessions. Let's move on to our next segment, Obsessive Little Me. What are you obsessed with?
The new tracks on Olivia Rodrigo's Gut Spilled Deluxe.
So good.
So good.
It's so good.
Ugh, that girl does never, she never misses.
It's
I love
so
her so much.
Good.
I would literally protect that girl with my life.
I think So American is my favorite Olivia Rodrigo song ever.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
Like the bridge.
It's so good.
The production of that song is so good.
I also just love that she's happy.
I know.
Brings me a lot of joy.
Her first happy song.
Yeah, for real. Literally her first happy song. It's crazy.
Two albums later.
Literally crazy.
But it's so good. Like, I just love that 80s vibe.
I'm so
it's
happy
so
that
good.
She's, yeah, I'm just happy that she's in a happy relationship.
Yeah.
I saw a video of him like running to her after the show and she stood there waiting for him while he was coming back and she went like this and like wait, like held her arm out and waited and then he like ran up to her and like grabbed her and picked
that's
her up and
cute.
They ran off and I was like
I've seen nothing about them. I need to look.
Yeah, you do. They're so cute.
That's so cute. Okay, what's your favorite track?
I don't know. It's hard.
I mean
Obsessed Slay is obviously.
Yeah. What's it? Stranger?
Stranger.
I like that one.
I also like Afraid of My Guitar, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all, again, they're all good.
Yeah. They're all so good.
Yeah.
Stranger is, like, clean, but, like, happier.
Yeah.
And I love Afraid of My Guitar. That's, like, a classic Olivia Rodrigo song.
Yeah.
Like a ballad. You guys, it's so good.
It's so good.
I want her to add the songs to the set list now for when we go.
I know Obsessed is on the set list.
Yeah,
obviously.
But I want all of them.
I know. I'm wondering if, like, because I don't think she had a show the day it came out, but I don't think she's had a show since. So I'm curious to see if she starts, like,
adding something.
Rotating them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or if it'll just be
she
Obsessed.
She should.
I don't know.
So American.
Because, like, Obsessed is obviously the lead single from the bonus tracks because she made the video.
Yeah. Also, the video is so good.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
We gotta.
Okay, my obsession is those songs, obviously.
Yeah.
Also, the Girl in Red featuring Sabrina Carpenter
song.
Oh,
yes.
So good.
Yeah.
I love Girl in Red, and I had tickets to see that concert, and then like I didn't get to go. But that last album that they made was so good.
Yeah, it was
and
really
now Sabrina Carpenter, so good.
I'm also obsessed. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm also obsessed with the new Taco Bell menu.
Moving on to a different type
Guys,
of obsession.
Taco Bell put out a cantina, chicken cantina menu. And when I tell you this is the best thing they've ever done, like, I cannot explain. I don't know what the seasoning is that they put on this chicken, but it's like the most flavorful thing they've ever made ever.
Is it like spicy?
Not really.
Huh.
It's just like actually flavorful. Like,
wow.
It's
yeah.
So
cause
good.
Usually their food is just like, you yeah. taste the different
and
ingredients.
At first, I've been watching videos of everyone trying it before I ordered it last night, obviously, because I always watch the taste test first. And there's a quesadilla, and then there's a hard shell taco, but the hard shell taco is like also a quesadilla. Hmm. So the inside of the hard shell is cheese and the chicken. And then they put a layer of cheese on one side of the shell.
Oh, that sounds
it.
Good.
Oh my God. So that's what I got, because my original thought was like, oh, I'll get the quesadilla. But then I saw the videos of people saying that the hard shell taco is better than the quesadilla because it's basically the same. It's just crunchy.
Yeah.
And then I got that last night. Granted, I was drunk, but it was
no, it looked good.
So good. And the crunch was so satisfying. And then it comes with an avocado verde salsa, which they've never, like, well, I don't know if they've never had it, but they don't usually have it. It's new. And it's so good. Like,
that
it tastes like
good.
Real, like, the salsa is like perfectly spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, this is the best thing they've ever done.
I love when tacos come with like melted cheese.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the taco.
Yeah.
It's like crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good.
So good. Yeah. I just, they really, if you guys like Taco Bell, you've got to try
go
that.
Go get it.
It's
and of
so
course, it's
good.
Like $3.
Yeah, it's like pretty cheap. I literally, today when I was trying to decide what to get while I was hungover, I was like debating getting the taco
You're like,
again. Because I was still thinking about it. But
you got to get it soon.
I'm sure I'll get it again. Yeah. No. I got to keep my, I'm trying to keep my food ordering to like just the weekends.
Yeah. It's bad.
Or like eating out to just the weekend.
Oh, my other obsession is the day hair purple shampoo.
Oh,
the
okay.
DAE.
Yeah, yeah.
At Sephora. You guys, this brand of hair care is very expensive,
yeah.
But
I keep seeing the videos of their new dry shampoo.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like a pump instead of aerosol.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep
well,
wanting to try it.
I have their purple shampoo, and then I got like a little sample of their like, it's like a styling like cream or something, mm-hmm. But it smells so good. And the purple shampoo is the best purple shampoo that I've ever used. It smells good. It doesn't, like, in the past, purple shampoos make my hair, like, really knotty.
I was going to say, they really dry
yeah,
your hair out.
So tangly. And this one just does not do that at all. And it's very expensive, but it's so worth it. And I was influenced from TikTok, and I am so happy that I got it. So if you're looking for a good purple shampoo, get that one.
Slay.
End of story.
I was going to say, your blonde actually, yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
It's I wouldn't have just like noticed
right
off the
now.
Top of my head, but
I
now that
to.
You say that, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm at the ponytail part to
yeah,
clarify.
Yeah,
I, the
my
slick
roots.
Back, I don't know what's going
my
on
roots.
There. I can't tell, but the ponytail looks brighter.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to our Mad Woman segment. Last week we got a little crazy at this segment, so we're going to keep this a little bit shorter, but I do have some things that I'm mad about.
Go on.
Do you have any?
Just go, you start. You're
okay.
Ready to go.
My first one is, I hate, okay, first of all, I want to preface this. This is very much first world problems. All these are. And this is not serious, okay? Like, these aren't things that, like, actually affect me. Sometimes we talk about things that, like, actually affect me. This week, I can live my life. I just want to have something to complain about, okay?
Right.
So, I hate getting my nails done. There's literally nothing worse on this earth to me than getting my nails done. And I, like, don't get my fingernails done a lot, but I always get pedicures, like, I try to be consistent because I hate when my feet are gross. And I usually like sit in there and like dread every second. And sometimes I'll like put on a podcast in my ears, but like, and I actually like love the place that I go to too. So I don't, it's not that. It's just like,
I
don't
pedicures.
Know why I hate
I love
it so
getting my
much.
Nails done. I hate pedicures.
Oh my God. Pedicures. Like I like when they rub my feet.
Yeah. No.
Really?
I
you don't like that?
When people touch my feet.
Okay, well, I get that.
It, like, makes me crazy, and I'm also, my feet are really ticklish, so just, I'm, like, miserable the whole time. Like, physically miserable the whole time.
It's not, like, I don't know, it's not that for me. It's just, like, I hate the nail salon, I think. Like, I hate getting my nails done because I get bored.
Yeah.
And I hate getting my toes done because I don't know why. I just want to like leave so badly the whole time that I'm there. And I had the last time that I went, or like 2 times ago that I went, I had this person who took literally forever. And I just wanted to be like, stop rubbing my feet. Like, I just want to be out of here so bad. Like, I hate the smell of the nail polish and like, just.
You're like so overstimulated.
Yeah, it's overstimulated. They have a TV on. Like, there's just too much going on. And then the last time that I went, this woman was in and out. I was in there for 15 minutes. She got my whole pedicure done. I've never been so happy. I tipped her so well because I know she had another client after me. And so she was like trying to be quick. And I was like, thank you so much. Like, this is exactly what I needed. Like, I don't want you to sit there on my feet. I'll go get a massage for that. I literally want the bare minimum. I want my feet to look good and I want to leave. That's the first thing that I'm mad about is nail salons. It's so stupid.
I do think that... Well, I'll yap with anybody, so it doesn't really affect me. But also, I'm going to a girl now that's, like, it's just her. And she's, yeah. like, renting out her space, and it's okay. just her.
Okay.
And so, it's, like, fine, because yeah. I go to the same girl every time. Yeah. She knows my whole life. Yeah. So, every time I go in now, we just yap the whole time.
Okay, that is fun.
And so, it's, like, chill.
Yeah.
And it goes by fast, because we're just sitting there. Like, I don't get bored, because I'm just okay. sitting there I get yapping. That. And she, like... knows me so well now that she like knows what I want on yeah. my nails, and she'll be like, we should do this.
So you don't have to sit there and be like, can I have this?
Yeah.
Have this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I do think it helps to like go to the same person every time, and yeah. also just like, I don't know.
I like don't know what it is. Like, I just hate that place. Like, I wish someone could come to my house and do it. Or I don't even know if that's what it is. I just don't like, I love having my nails done. I don't like getting them done.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing. This is so stupid.
Yeah, take a sip of ice water.
We talked about this. This is something that I'm not mad. It's more like I'm mad at myself.
We had this conversation this morning.
Yes.
Well, maybe this afternoon. I'm not really sure what time it was actually. Yeah. Today has not been a good day for me. I'm not well.
When I go to order food at DoorDash, I get like decision anxiety.
Yeah.
And there's too many choices, and so I don't know what I want, and I spend more time looking at all the food than I would just have. Like, by the time I pick something to eat, I could have already got my food and finished it.
Yes. I do this all the time. And I doom scroll on DoorDash.
It makes me sick.
Yeah.
Like, after I put the phone down, I'm just like
mad at myself at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not mad about anything except at myself. And then I put the phone down and I'm like, I just wasted an hour
yeah.
looking at all this food that I already know what I was going to get at the beginning. Like, I always end up getting the thing that I thought I was going to get.
See, my problem is I only do that when, like, I know I want to order, like, today. When I knew I wanted to order food, but I, like, didn't have any specific craving.
Yeah.
Like, usually when I order food, it's because I have a craving for something.
Mm-hmm.
But like, sometimes I just get on, like, I was hungover today and I was like, well, I'm going to order food.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but what the fuck do I want? Because I'm hungover.
Yeah.
And then that's when I like doom scroll. And then I'm like, oh my God. And then you were like, yeah, I'll be there in 15 minutes. And I was like, okay, I haven't ordered food yet.
No, I understand that like so much. And then I finally like find something that I want. And then it says $8 delivery fee.
Mm.
And I hate that.
See, I pay the $9 a month, so I don't have delivery fee.
Yeah, I used
like,
to do that.
At that point, it's like I order twice and it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like twice a month and it's worth it. Yeah. So it's fine. I mean, again, I'm trying not to order as much food, but.
The reason I don't order is because of this.
Like, but I also was thinking about this the other day, and like Amber and I both have the Dash Pass, and I'm like.
Yeah, you guys should just only have
one
person.
Why don't we share one?
Yeah, you guys should.
I've, like, never thought about this until the other day, and then I was like...
You definitely should share an account.
You should just share an account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Netflix.
Yeah.
Anyways, it just makes me mad at our world right now because there's so many decisions that you have to make every single day.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it's a luxury, but at the end of the day, I just miss when you could just not have all these options.
Also, like, when you could only get pizza delivered.
Yes. Or Chinese food.
Yeah.
Like, but I miss that.
My problem also is that when I was growing up, I lived in the middle of nowhere and we couldn't get anything delivered at all.
Mm.
Like nothing.
So now you're like.
And then even in college, it was like pre Uber Eats, pre DoorDash kind of still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like our college town was also really small. So like, again, all you could get delivered was like pizza or like Jimmy John's. And that was literally it. So then I moved out and I went to Denver and I'm like, oh my God, I can get anything delivered.
Yeah.
Actually, that happened to me when I was studying abroad. And I was like, oh my God, wait, I can get delivery? Like, I was like, what is that?
It is like, I know that sounds so stupid because it's such a luxury to be able to do it, but it's so expensive and it's such a waste of time.
It is.
Like, I just should need to start getting in my car and going places. Okay, the final thing that I'm mad about It's just something that gives me the ick. And I think like men have taken a lot from women in the history of the world.
Yes.
And you just gotta let us have one thing. And yeah. that one thing is social media.
Did we talk about this prior?
I told you about this on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I was like, didn't we have this conversation?
I said I need to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, this is with the exception of men who are on social media to promote like their business or like, you know,
or if they have
small
like a,
social media accounts, like,
or like if they have like a very specific niche, like Addison yeah. has this whole cooking channel.
Yeah,
so
no,
like, he's
like that's
doing
totally
something.
Different. Or like yeah. hiking, skiing, like
yeah.
If you are a man that is trying to become an influencer by posting thirst traps.
Yeah, that drives me fucking crazy.
That you?
Is the biggest dick to me in the entire world. The thirst trap videos on TikTok make
oh
me want to throw
God. Up. It literally, my stomach hurts right now. There's nothing worse to open my phone and see that. I'm literally like, you've taken so much from us as women. Just let me have this one thing.
No, literally.
Like men should not be influencers in the way that girls are.
Yeah.
Girls could post a video of them lip syncing a song and get 100,000 followers and become an influencer. And you know what? Slay. That yeah. girl should. She deserves to make that money. A man does not deserve
also,
that.
Also, it makes me so angry because people fall for it every single fucking time. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that guy's hot, but this is, like, putting him
disgusting.
Down, like, seven pegs.
It's
because,
disgusting.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. that's embarrassing. And then I look at the comments expecting people to be like, this is so cringy. And they're yeah. all like, oh my God, you're so hot. And I'm no. like, okay, why are we falling for this?
No.
Like, we as a society should know better.
Exactly. You will never.
Like, the fucking, have you seen the Montana Boys on TikTok?
No, I never
oh
want
my God,
to. No, I'm not
up.
Kidding. Every time
I need
I
you
see,
to look them up right now.
Every
need
time
your live reaction.
No, I literally can't.
No, I need you to do it right now.
Every time I see one of the videos, you know how you can hold it down and say, I don't like this content? Mm-hmm. I do that. Because it makes me so irrationally angry. And
you're
you'll
gonna,
never
you're gonna kill yourself.
What is it
this?
Called? Montana Boys?
Montana Boys.
I don't know why I'm looking this up.
You're gonna literally kill yourself.
Okay, well, the first problem is that they're sold boys. B-O-Y-Z.
Yes, correct. Take a little
scroll. Blocked.
No, I need you
oh,
to play sound.
I can't. No, I'm not kidding. I'm going
to
throw up.
Play sound. I need you to play with sound.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Look at them. Wait.
No.
They go
no.
in a line. Watch them.
No.
They go in a line. Like they're all just standing and waiting for their turn.
Oh. No, 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 no. I'm throwing my phone in the trash. I'm getting this off my phone immediately, and I'm going to block them.
Oh my God.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, they popped on my For You page the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I'm speechless. I just think you'll never see me saying a girl's video is cringe because I'm like, yes,
yeah.
queen. Like, this is but, for the girls.
Yeah.
Like, we love girls love seeing it.
Yeah.
We love supporting each other. Men?
No, the Montana boys are like the epitome
why?
Of what we're talking about.
Literally, why are they
the
doing
fucking,
that?
And they do that in every video. They line up in a line and take their turns each time singing lip syncing these songs, all country songs too.
They need to be banned. And
yeah.
that's when I know I need to get off social media because like
yeah.
this is making me so
sometimes
mad.
I know I've scrolled for too long because my algorithm gets a little funky because
yeah.
I've like seen everything I need to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'm like,
ugh, yeah.
What are we doing here?
It literally sends a chill and it just makes me so mad because I'm like, just let girls have one thing, you know?
Yeah.
Without ruining it.
And also, like, God, just don't be so cringy when you're lip syncing. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. Just don't lip sync. Don't delete your account. Throw your phone in the trash. No one wants to see or hear from you, okay?
Ban TikTok just for those guys.
Literally.
Just for them.
Literally. You, if you're a straight man who wants to have TikTok to make lip syncing videos, banned.
Yeah. Like, again, if you're if you're making actual content and posting things that are like
yeah
about
if
other
you're making
things,
informative
fine.
Content that you should have to fill out a questionnaire that's like, what's your purpose of having this app?
Yeah.
If it's to make lip syncing videos,
no
banned.
I need everyone to look at the Montana boys for context because
take
that's
a deep
exactly
breath before
what
you
we're
do
talking
it.
About like literally you're saying that and I knew I was like, you have to watch these guys, like they're crazy.
And I just want I know we have a lot of younger people listening to this podcast, so I just want you to know.
This really took a turn because at the very beginning of this episode, we were like, post the video. Put yourself out there.
Okay, that's for the girls.
And the guys listening to this.
Yes. Well, I know you're not going to make one of those videos.
Right, exactly. We trust you.
When we say post the video, we don't mean that.
Yeah. We don't mean the Montana boys. The Montana boys should never post another video again in their lives.
And anyone like that.
Also, those are the kinds of people where if I was in a bar, drink covered.
Oh, like, absolutely. And that's absolutely what I'm just about to say. If I know a lot of younger people listen to this podcast. You might look at those boys and think, they're so cute. No. Those are not the boys that you want to be with.
Here's the other thing, because like there's always been guys doing this on every platform. Like even Vine, there was like the MagCon days. Yeah. And like,
and I've always hated them.
O2L on YouTube. But the thing for me is, even when they were doing that, they were still putting out like comedy content. Like they still weren't just like lip syncing.
No, if you're gonna make a skit, a funny video, that's better than this.
Like just
you have no personality.
Yeah, like give it a purpose.
It makes me sick.
Like a purpose other than you just want to be hot on social media and sing a song.
I just think like girls are beautiful, angel, amazing creatures. Men. You need to work harder than just your looks.
Yeah.
Because you've gotten everything in this world. Just let us have one thing.
It's also just so irritating when someone knows that they're hot.
I know.
Like it makes me so mad if a man girl, knows that he's hot.
We love you. Yeah. A man.
Like it makes me die. So angry when they when they know that they're hot and that their entire personality is just that they're hot.
Exactly. That's what makes me so mad. We've got to the bottom of it. Anyways, are you mad about anything else?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay, let's move on to our burning questions. This is where you guys can write in anonymously at the link in our bio. We have a few today. Okay, this is in reference to our episode from last week where we told a story about a mean woman at Taylor Fest.
Oh God.
This person says, I cannot believe that damn woman. Me either. On behalf of all non-horrible Texans, I am so sorry. Unfortunately, this state has a lot of them, but I promise it is correct. Not all of us. You two brighten our week every week on the pod, and Taylor Fest is the most superior experience to exist. Love you, and see you in San Marcos next month. On another note, I'm still recovering from feeling ancient myself after this episode. I was 19 in 2010. The rage in your demographic is such a slay.
Yeah, it really, there's
it's crazy.
Our demographic ranges for real. It's crazy. It's like, you guys
areas.
Are all over the place.
Yeah, which is honestly amazing. And also, thank you so much for writing this in. This is so nice of you to say, and we're so excited to see you in San Marcos. You have to come and say hello to us if you see
us.
Yeah,
you definitely have to come say hi.
And I don't think everyone in Texas is mean.
No, that lady was just...
Yeah. Okay. And honestly, like, Taylor Fest is proof of that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that we meet at Taylor Fest in Texas, except that lady.
Like, that's
so
really the only problem we've ever had, really.
Yeah. And they're so supportive of each other.
But yeah, our demographic is
And that must
so
be hard
broad.
To live in Texas and, like, have all those stereotypes, you know? That just must be...
Yeah, Godspeed.
Yeah. Okay, the next person says, hi, guys, I love you so much. But what do you guys do when someone who's your friend talks shit about your other best friend to you? ?
So they're putting this person in the middle.
It sounds like that. I feel like we need more context.
Like it's giving trio.
Yeah.
But
one person
is talking.
But it sounds like your friend talks shit about your best friend. So maybe it's like someone they don't know very well talking
bad
about.
Wait, can you read it again?
Hi guys, love you so much. What do you guys do when someone who's your friend talks shit about your best friend to you?
Oh.
So it's like a friend and then a best friend.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, I feel like we need more context.
Do we? Because I feel like that's pretty much...
because, like, what are they saying? Like, in my mind, I'm like, like, if it's your best friend, also, wouldn't they just know, like...
Right, why would they do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's something
missing. This person's
missing.
An idiot.
Yeah, like...
Not the person
not
writing this in, but the person that's,
person
like, talking shit to you.
Yeah,
because
so they should know.
Say you don't, like, they're putting you in a weird position.
Yeah, say sorry,
say
like, you're putting me in an uncomfortable situation, like... Obviously, this is one of my best friends, and like, I don't feel the same way that you do, or something like that.
And then also, I would just tell your best friend.
Yeah. Because they're obviously not a good friend.
What's your song suggestion for
that? Oh my God. My song suggestion is.
Mine's Mean by Taylor Swift. All you are is mean.
Mine's Mean too. That's kind of like the best one.
Empathetic. And alone in life and mean.
Okay, this person says, hey, you guys, I love your podcast. You guys should make Get Ready With Me's. That's so nice. Thank you. You have anything to say about that?
I'm just trying to think through the logistics of us making Get Ready With Me. Like before shows?
Yeah, before a show concerts? We could do that.
Yeah.
I've tried to make Get Ready With Me's before, and it is so hard.
It is.
It's, how do you, I don't like, know talk how these girls do it. Like, time. I know. I have to be so focused when I'm putting my makeup on. Also, like, you have to have, like, good lighting and the camera. Like, you have to be recording the whole entire thing. And, like, they edit out the parts that are boring.
Yeah.
Like, Alex Earle's videos must take so long.
It's like
so
a science.
Long. Yeah. Like, she does it
it's
so well.
It's a perfectly executed science.
And it's just not for, like, I just don't think I can do it.
No. We could do, like, lives, though.
Like, remember one time where I was like, make a charcuterie board with me,
yes,
while I talked about
and
this?
And you didn't make the charcuterie. I literally
I can't
and I said, where
multitask like that.
Maybe the charcuterie is the friends we made along the way.
Like, I have to either be talking to my camera or putting on makeup or talking to my camera or making
a
charcuterie,
like,
board.
I get it because, like, it's more entertaining to watch someone talking
I get that
while
too.
They're
doing something
activity.
Else. Yeah.
I just, yeah, I don't know how people
like,
do
I can't
it.
Do it.
We'll try.
I'm not talented
you.
Enough.
Just for this person. We'll try for you.
That's all of our comments. Thank you guys for writing in. Please write in so we can read your questions and comments and stories next week.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're just going to do a little pop culture update because I feel like a few things have happened that we just want to touch on. The Guts album, obviously. Let's talk about the music video.
The music video is so insanely good.
It's so good. Her
also,
hair.
Also, she did like a limited drop for merch with the video.
Oh, yeah.
And one of her merch items was a pack of the sashes that were worn in the video. And that's the
genius.
Smartest thing I've ever seen.
So smart.
Like, her merch team is just...
They're so good.
Unmatched. They're so good. Yeah. We have to figure out what we're going to wear to Denver. I keep
know.
Forgetting we're going.
I know.
Like, I've been. So I keep
I'm
forgetting
so
I'm
excited.
Going again. But I'm so glad we're going again because it's just such a good show.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm so excited.
The Sour Tour, I don't know that I cared that much to go that many times. Like, I love her so much. But
yeah.
I think it was like a one.
It'd be like the same thing every time.
Yeah.
This is like a show.
And this is so good. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the music video is crazy.
But yeah.
It's so good.
Love all of it. And I think we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing is The Idea of You, that movie about Harry Styles and Anne Hathaway.
Oh God, Jesus Christ. Here we go again.
Premiered at South by Southwest.
Yes.
And it has a 100% rating
no,
on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know.
It has amazing reviews.
Yeah, the reviews are crazy. Did you also see that Anne Hathaway said, God, wait, who did I
oh, wait.
Say this to?
No, I saw it and then I looked more into it and it was kind of clickbait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I watched the interview.
Okay.
And the interviewer was like, it was cut in a way where like Anne Hathaway never was like, this isn't about Harry Styles.
Yeah.
They were like, is this like when you were in this role or something, like, did you take like inspiration from like another woman or something like
oh.
that? And then she was like, well, and I guess like her character is like a single mom that
yeah.
was like in a really bad relationship. And
yeah.
so she was talking more about that.
Yeah.
And then the headline was Anne Hathaway says she didn't take, inspo from Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Okay.
And I read it and I was like, she literally said nothing. Like,
yeah.
It was stupid.
I do think though that they've been saying like,
I think they're trying to get away from
they
like,
are, but I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
but it, I think
grip.
It's because they're trying to make it like, apparently it's like an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And I would never really expect that from like a Harry Styles like
no,
fanfic.
But like at some point you just have to accept that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but
you
I think
can't
they're
pretend
trying to,
like it's not.
Change people's mind and be like, no, this is like a real movie. And like,
yeah.
I think it's getting amazing reviews. So like it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And it's not like a silly like little
wait.
Netflix rom-com,
so,
you know?
I mean, even if it was, I would be
absolutely.
I would be
but I think
I'd
they're trying to be like,
way.
No, like we actually like,
yeah.
this is like a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Okay. Now just really quick. I watched the Quiet on Set documentary. Did you watch it?
I haven't.
Okay.
But I've seen like every possible storyline on TikTok at this point. So.
Okay. Really quickly, I wanted to pause. This is Aspen and I'm editing this episode right now. And I felt like it was just important to give a little bit more of a background and a trigger warning before we dive into the topic of the documentary that is Quiet on Set. I know it's been all over social media, but if you guys aren't familiar with what Quiet on Set is, it is basically a documentary that just came out that kind of uncovers the toxic culture behind Nickelodeon in the 1990s and 2000s. It focuses heavily on abuse and pedophiles, sexual assault, and so I just think like, if any of that is going to be triggering to anyone, please skip ahead. I know this is a very hard topic to talk about, especially because it involves children. So this is your warning, trigger warning, skip ahead if you think this will trigger you at all, or if it's just something that you don't want to consume, and for that, I completely understand. But back to the episode. I want to talk about it really quick, just because I have not been able to think about literally anything else.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick, and I don't want to talk about it for a long time, because I literally, like, watched a movie and then I cried, because it was so, so hard to watch.
Yeah.
But I just, like, it makes me so, I don't know, honestly, this was, like, so eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, all of this happened, but to really, like, see how many people this affected.
Yeah.
And, like,
you've seen people come out about it, but it's been, like, 2 to 3 people.
But, like,
and, like, it was never talked about in length. Yeah.
Yeah. And to just see that, like, no matter how hard you try and protect kids, like, the predators are going to find a way around it, like, actually makes me so sick.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Drake's dad, like, tried everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew the second that he went on that set that guy was a pedophile, and he voices concerns to everyone on that set and got shut down, and then voices concerns to his family, like to everyone, and he was like, he hasn't even done anything yet, but I just have this really bad feeling about him, and then got shut down, and then was out of his life. Yeah, well, it wasn't even him, it was Drake.
I know.
Like, Drake was like, I don't want to see you anymore. And, like, just, like, seeing that is so scary and sad.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I love you. Like, of course, like, whatever you want. Like, I'm not going to be your manager anymore if you don't want that to, like, be. And then the other guy, like, was coming in trying to take over that role. And then to find out that guy was trying to, like, be the dad actor on the show that he was on. Like, and then, like, Drake's girlfriend's, I don't know if you guys have watched this, but Drake's girlfriend's mom at the time also was like, something is going on, and tried to, like, take a stand and sent him to therapy and did all this stuff, and, like, nothing worked.
Yeah.
Like, to have that many people, like, looking out for you, because with Jeanette McCurdy, like, I read her book, and, like, she obviously had no one on her side. Like,
it was
just a horrible situation.
Well, except for, what's his name? Jeffrey Traynor.
Oh, yeah. But, like, in her close circle.
Yeah. Jeffrey Traynor.
Yeah. He is an icon.
He's an icon. My entire For You page right now is, like, because Dan Schneider took, like, vlogs during every show, basically. And so my whole For You page right now is, like, his little vlog clips that he would record of the cast. And he would just, like, go up to them and be like, oh, my God, hi. And, like, ask them, like, really weird questions, because he was psychotic and a pedophile. And the iCarly clips are so wild, because he will, like, go up to Jeanette and, like, try to ask her something. And then Jeffrey Traynor, what is his name? Jeffrey Traynor? Am I making this up?
Let me see. I know it's something Traynor.
It's something Traynor. I don't think it's Jeffrey Traynor.
I
think I'm saying this completely wrong.
It's Spencer from iCarly. Yeah. Jerry Traynor.
Jerry. Jesus
Christ. I was like, I know it's Traynor, but it's something like didn't sound right. Yeah.
Anyway, every video, someone's like yelling at me through the screen right now. Every clip of the iCarly set is like Dan going up and trying to talk to someone, and then Jerry is like interjecting.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it in such like, I don't know, that
like
man
a natural
in such a natural way, like he's still being funny, but it's like very
he's
obvious
protective.
That he's trying to take the attention off of the kids.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, like, watching it back, I'm like, oh my God, like
he
was asking, one of the questions that Dan Schneider was asking when he was vlogging was like, if you could get a pool and fill it with anything, like, what would you do? Which is like such a weirdly loaded gross question, like, why? The man is so fucked up. Anyway, and he was asking everyone, and he went over to Jerry, and Jerry like was starting to make a joke, and he was like, never mind, I don't care, like, that's what Dan said. And then he moved on, and he went to Jeanette, and Jeanette was like, confetti, because it's fun. And like, he didn't like that answer, so he was like pestering her. And then Jerry came in and like continued his answer, like, cut in front of Jeanette. Like, he did it so often, and I just
a hero.
God bless him. He really, the only adult.
Well, it's just like crazy, like, I don't know, like I was saying, like, in my mind, it's always like the kids who don't have anyone looking out for them, like that are taking advantage of. But like, he had so many people looking out for him that were trying to take a stand. And even then, he like got it the worst. Like, it's just crazy. And it makes me so sad, because like, I know so many kids want this. Like, this is their dream. Like, yeah. He was saying in the documentary, like, they were like, would you put your kids in this business? And he was like, it's so hard because, like, this is all I wanted.
Yeah.
But, like, now, no. Like,
yeah.
And so it's so hard. But anyways, I just feel like it's a good, it's, like, very eye-opening, extremely hard to watch. Don't watch it if you would get triggered, obviously, because it's, like, very in detail. But it is, like, very eye-opening and, like, a good reminder that, like, you should always believe people when they say that they have, like, a bad feeling about someone.
Okay, I need to talk about this also.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Amanda Bynes of it all is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I was watching, again, my entire For You page is, like, clips of the documentary and then clips of, like, previous things that have happened now that the documentary has come out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an interview of her when she's, like, literally 11 years old and she's on, like, a late night talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer was like, oh, like, how'd you get discovered? And she was like, oh, well, my dad signed me up for this, like, comedy camp. And, like, the last day of the comedy camp, like, the producers came out they, like, handpicked her specifically. And then they gave her the Amanda show. And but then, so, like, that was, like, when she was 11. And then when she was 13, there's so many clips that have come out now that I'm just like, oh my God, like, this was right in front of us this whole time and nobody thought this was weird at the time. But then, like, later on, she made a burner Twitter account and she basically was like Britney Spears, where she was in, like, she was, what's it called?
A conservatorship.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how she was with her parents. So she hasn't seen any of the money that she made from the Amanda show because her parents took all of it. And she tweeted, because she made this fake Twitter account. Well, not fake. She made, like, a separate Twitter account, named it something else. And this was in, like, the 2010s, probably, like, when she started going off the rails. So people stopped paying attention to her. And she was, like, in the head. Well, she was in the headlines, but, like, people were like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And she made a separate Twitter account and she was like, oh, like, well, they can't find me here because I'm not, like, I'm this person. Like, they can't find me.
Yeah.
And then the account had, like, posted a picture of her driver's license, like, the photo. So it was, like, obviously her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tweeted and she was like, she literally said that when she was 13 years old, her boss, like, slept with her and got her pregnant and she had to get an abortion at 13. And then she also said that her dad was also involved and also was abusive towards her.
Oh my God.
And she was tweeting all of this and everyone was just like,
like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, she's one crazy. Believed her. Yeah. Because she was like, at this point it was when she started, you know, going off. And I, like, everyone was like talking about it on TikTok the last couple of days and they were all like, we should have fucking believed her because now we know what we know.
Yeah.
And Dan Schneider was on that show too. And it's just crazy because it's just like, I feel so bad for her. She deserves so much better.
Yeah.
And
they all did.
Speaking of nail salon, she's opening a nail salon though.
No way.
So, yeah.
Wait, that's so random.
Yeah.
Oh my
that's
God.
Her next career path.
That's amazing. Because
she doesn't have any of the money from the show because her parents took it all.
Nail queen. But yeah, I just think this is a good reminder to always trust your gut. I know, like, we're not very involved, like, in day-to-day life in Hollywood, but this is just, like, something that I think about in, like, life. Like, trust your gut, believe people, and, I just think,
even,
like,
just, like, day-to-day, like, in public, trust your gut.
And this also shows you how easy it is for them to not go to jail, because, well, Dan Schneider never got convicted.
He literally
for
just had a random fucking interview with Tebow from iCarly.
When,
like,
you
what
would
are we doing?
Think this whole entire, like, 4-episode documentary would be enough to convict him, but no. And then the other person who did in, like, things I don't even want to say to Drake went to jail for 16 months and then got a job working on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody with kids again.
Like,
so the fact that you are a known pedophile,
there have to be other people that you, like, could have hired for that position. Like, there's no way.
It just shows you, like, these people are out in our world, sadly, and it's a sad wake-up call. But, like, just that was, like, honestly traumatizing to watch. But I am glad that I watched it because I felt like it was pretty, like, I don't know, you read a lot of stuff online. It was just, like, nice to hear it from, like, the people themselves.
Yeah, and I feel like it was because everyone's been talking about it for so long at this point. And so I think, like, them consolidating it into one documentary,
they did a really
getting,
good job.
Like, everyone in on it, I think that was a good idea. Also, on the note of just being, like, vigilant, I just have to say this because it was crazy and I need to talk about it. There was this girl on TikTok and she was like, would you rather get into a fight with a bear or, like, get attacked by a bear or get attacked by a man?
Uh-huh.
And everyone was like, I'm gonna be honest, a bear.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the comment section was like, a bear because, oh God, it was so fucked up. She was like, a bear because if I got attacked by a man, no one would believe me.
I just got chills.
I know. But she was like, if I got attacked by a bear, everyone would believe me. Yeah. And I was like, no, that's literally so correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible.
Isn't that awful? That, like, I literally read that and I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, you just have to, like, really sit with that for a second.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That is so bad.
I know. But I literally read it and I was like,
be kind to everyone. You never, this also was a thing that I wanted to say, is you never know what people are going through. Like,
yeah.
The whole thing with Drake, like, at the time, no one knew. He didn't even tell his dad, like, after he had gone to court. Like,
yeah.
Nobody knew. And when they were making the documentary, no one knew still.
Yeah.
Like, the people in the documentary were
who is it? Yeah. Yeah, I saw that clip.
And so that just shows sat him you, down. Like, yeah. And he was, like, the beloved star. He had, like, all the shows and was, like, making music and playing music. And you literally never know what people are going through. So just be nice to everybody and be kind to everyone because it's just hard. Like,
unless someone's being weird to you, and then you have full rights to be mean to them. Yeah, be mean to them. It's okay to be rude. Be
it's
rude
okay
can save
to
your life sometimes.
Stand up for yourself, but just trust your gut. Your gut knows.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, that was like the final thing that I'll say is another reason that I watched that is because I know the people that made that, like, not that they just worked so hard on it, but like they did such a good job making that, and like I know what they were trying to do with making that, and so like I felt like good supporting like the people who made that documentary because they're like trying to take a stand in like such a horrible industry. Okay, moving on
to a lighter note.
Trigger warning over.
God.
Okay, this is something sweet. Taylor Swift's guitar player, Paul, I never know how to say his last name.
Yeah.
Paul Sidoti.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. I only know him as Paul. He had a baby, or his wife had a baby, on March 12th. And everyone's saying that Taylor planned her tour, like, breaks around her, like, maternity leave and his paternity leave. Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy.
Because he just had a baby and now they're off for 2 months.
Also, how old is he?
No, I don't. Because why did
I
see him?
I thought he was like 40
in 2010.
Like, in my head, I literally was like, yeah, he's, I mean, he could still have a kid at 40.
Oh, yeah,
I want to
see
like,
how old he is.
I just assumed he was like old.
How he doesn't look that like
no, but like I just
young
in my head, I just think he's old because I'm like
no, like I literally saw
forever.
This man when I was 10.
Yeah, wait. How old is he? I'm scared.
Wait.
No, I'm so
I
scared.
Need to figure out how old his wife is.
No, I'm scared.
Wait, what, did I read a fake article? Because something about this is not adding up.
I'm scared.
Okay, wait, he already has a child. Okay, he's 52.
How old is his wife?
Hang on. I need to do some research.
You literally said that and I was like, no,
wait, I didn't even think about that. He was old.
That's why I'm like, I mean, again, you can still have a baby, but like, it's not common.
Yeah. But anyways,
I kind of assume somewhere around that.
Yeah, I she looks a little younger. So maybe she's in her 40s.
Yeah.
But anyways,
that's crazy.
I do wonder if Taylor like took that into account. It seems like something she would do.
Yeah, and I mean the album release, like it just worked out really well. Album release time. Also, in other positive news, the rumor is that Harry Styles is working on finishing up his next album. Harry Styles is back in the studio recording new music with what is expected to be his most emotional project yet.
Emotional. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to hear, Harry. That is what I like to hear.
And then Mitch and Sarah posted a picture with him and their kid.
Oh wait,
today.
I think I like saw that when I was walking in.
Yeah,
today.
I sent it to you on Marianne here. He looks so good. His hair looks so good.
His hair is growing back.
It's growing back perfectly. And other quick positive news, Travis Kelce on their podcast.
I have this written down.
Perfect. Travis Kelce on their podcast last week started talking about Love is Blind and how annoying Chelsea is.
Wait, let me I have the quotes.
Yeah. He also mocked her.
He said, Jason, you have to watch Love is Blind. It is the worst trash ever. It's worse than Catching Kelce. Honestly, I just want you to watch this one girl. and just hear her. Jason said, I'm not watching. And he said, it's so good. And then he impersonated Chelsea by saying, you think I'm clingy? I'm clingy, really?
Like, I... And then Chelsea made a video about this, too. And she was like, I'm so embarrassed.
She said, I just got the most mortifying news. I feel like I need to crawl under a rock at this point because Travis Kelce did an impersonation of me. Taylor Swift, if you're watching it with him, please stop.
Like, that's crazy because also in previous interviews, Travis says he doesn't watch TV.
Yeah, it must be a thing that Taylor watches.
This is a Taylor Swift situation. Yeah. Which means Taylor Swift watches Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't
it's hard to understand
in my brain.
It's hard to understand.
And also, I'm so happy I didn't get chosen for the Denver season now because that's mortifying. Because
you know who would have been watching?
Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And that's so scary. Like, that's actually terrifying
and humiliating.
Like, that's probably
the worst thing that could ever happen.
If Taylor Swift hated me because of how I acted on a reality
show,
oh my God, I would die.
Oh my God.
No, like, I really...
She must, like, watch a lot of reality TV.
She's got to, or, like, unless she's like me and that's the only one she likes.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, do you watch any other ones?
I mean, watch, like, Selling Sunset Kardashians, like, but nothing, like... I don't like the ones that are, like, dating. This is the only dating one that I watch.
Well, you watch The Bachelor.
True, but I haven't watched The Bachelor in probably like 2 years and I just watched this past season.
Yeah, the only dating show I like is Love is Blind.
Like, I've never seen Love Island. I've never seen like
either.
Whatever the house, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like thinking about this and I'm like, it must be hard for Taylor to like find something to watch because.
Yeah, what does she watch?
You know, like.
I mean, well, now we know.
Yeah, like the because. I don't know. It's kind of like your work never ends, but this like has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
And it's not people that she knows. It's just these random people that are off the street. And so I feel like it's just like.
Yeah. I really would like to know what she watches.
Mindless.
Like, what do you think her favorite show is? I've never
she
thought
says
about
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, well, yeah, and SVU, obviously. She's got taste. I bet she loves Bones, too.
Yeah, for sure. And she said Killing Eve, which I love that show.
Okay. You have to watch Bones.
Okay. Well,
like you, there's also.
I started Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
I'm liking it so far. I think I watched like 7 episodes.
That's huge.
I know.
Let me show you how many seasons of Bones there are.
I'm scared.
Like, this will carry you through
this
probably
is gonna overwhelm
for the rest
me.
Of your life.
The rest of my life.
Like, I didn't realize this
we're gonna
when
be 50.
Because I was like, oh, I'm on season 4. Like, I don't know. I thought there was maybe like 8 seasons.
12.
And each season has.
I'm sorry. How do they keep the plot line going that long?
Well, because it's a different crime every episode.
Each oh my god, 26.
But it's the perfect show to like watch because like I'm not worried about running out of episodes anytime soon. Like there's so much content and like it's the slowest slow burn relationship of all time.
So there's like an overarching story and
yes.
a mini episode. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's also some serial killers that get sprinkled in and you like are reminded that they exist.
Okay. I need to watch.
And like they're like yeah like a constant through the show but like the love stories in there are like what ties it all together but it's like literally the slowest slow burn ever like
okay,
I'm on season 4
this.
And they've nothing kissed once but they kissed because of like a bet
it's like 100 episodes
and I'm like and I know what happens and like some of the episodes I remember more than others and I'm like oh my god anyway I'm
wow I bet Taylor's seen this
yeah she has to love Bones there's no way she doesn't
she seems like she likes like the mystery that type of show
which makes sense
yeah and then Love is Blind
yeah which is insane
yeah
like I just can't comprehend that at all
I also can't believe he talks about it on the podcast
yeah
like
it's
I don't know
so funny
it's just so funny like
so
that
funny.
All felt like a fever dream
like what world are we living in
I know.
If you had told me last year this time last year
that we would know that Taylor Swift watched
because
Love is
Blind. Travis Kelce said on his podcast that he watches Love is Blind that means that Taylor Swift watches Love is Blind and that's just like a crazy
like something's not adding up
what happened how did we
what
get
happened
here?
What happened
it all comes down to a friendship bracelet
it all comes back to Taylor Swift
it's crazy anyway
but I think that's it that's our pop culture update the good and the bad and
that
the ugly
that was a lot
yeah but thank you guys for listening we'll be back next week with another episode about what who knows but thank you guys for listening you can follow us on Instagram at burning the disco down pod and TikTok at burning the disco down and write into our question box so we have things to talk about
yeah
and rate us 5 stars love you bye
love you bye